5 weeks ago, I told you when the Justice Department, that's who ran it now, we have the witnesses, it's all going to come out soon in court, but it was admitted to actually in court. The Justice Department, through court appointees, not the judge, tried to illegally shut down InfoWars. And I'm not stupid. I'm not that important. They wanted me off the air, though, because they know I understand their battle plan. And I spent a lot of time in the first hour on this. Gerald Celente is coming up in about 20 minutes. He lets me take some of his time. I appreciate that. And then I'm going to decide what I'm going to do after that. But there's a lot to digest here. But coming up next segment, I'm going to very judiciously just give you the scenarios. Air raid sirens going off here in Northern California. I don't know if you can hear that. It's very ominous. And so the problem is, again, I'm not complaining. I pull up this battlescape and it's just like, it's like so many angles, so many different things here to talk about. And I just want listeners to understand that I wish I was wrong, but I'm not wrong. And I know the enemy, and I know the enemy very, very well. And I know that they are right now scrambling to kill Trump. But they're all a bunch of cowards that want to work through other groups and organizations and are starting to really hesitate. That's why they're so freaked out. But I think it is an extreme possibility they're going to false flag something and say Russia did it. An extreme possibility they do a big cyber attack, power outage, they've been pre-programming. Because they telegraph everything they're going to do. And truck bombs, shoot Trump. It's real simple stuff. Why is he not in a glass bubble? And you can't really see that on TV. They're so clean. They're so crisp that when you saw Trump speak at, you know, January 6th, on news, it didn't look like he was on TV, like he was behind inch-thick armored plate. But there's not money for that. The Secret Service, Biden won't give the money for that. Give me a break. Come on, man. So they're desperate. They're sitting around thinking right now what they're going to do. They've got a lot of contingency plans, a lot of backup plans, a lot of scenarios. They're wargaming it. And I think within 2 or 3 days, they will decide on their plan. I don't think they've decided which plan they're going to run right now. But they're going to run something really horrible. That gut level, I'm tempted to get an airline ticket right now because I don't want to get stuck in California. And I came out here to cover Bohemian Grove, plus my wife and younger daughter came. She has friends that live here. They're coming over to have dinner tonight. I can't leave my wife and daughter here while this is going on. I may just go in there and tell my wife you're leaving. It's that bad, folks. Like, I'm rolling the dice if I stay here until Wednesday. It's that bad. I mean, I'm talking. They killed Trump. Then they're going to blow some stuff up and say Trump supporters did it. Then they cut the internet. Then the flights are all canceled. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. 20% chance they cut the power in the next 2 days. I mean, I'm never wrong, folks, when I go with my gut, my spirit. Okay. I mean, I literally am connected to God. All of us are, but I am really connected. I don't say these things to you to be dramatic. I don't say these things because I want to scare you. I say this stuff because it's true. Okay. Oh my God. And I got to think about what I'm going to say here today. And we're not going to go blow home Bohemian Grove. That's not important now. I'm going to have to just write some notes, compose myself, and come back during the war room after I have a break. Because this could be on my last broadcast. Any minute now, folks. It's that imminent. We had Imperial troops entering the base 5 weeks ago. With just bravado. Shut me down. Justice Department says so. No order. I mean, these are, and again, it's not like, why would you want to get me off the air? I've already said everything, except I'm going to say what they're about to do next. And they don't want me wargaming this because for whatever reason, nobody else seems to be able to do this that has a big show. Callers call in with incredible points and teach me stuff. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. But I just, you know, this is it. This is the big one, folks. Like I told you a month ago, I need all those clips. 5 of the clips about predicted assassination. Where I said, this is the big one. They're going to kill Trump. I've said it like 50 times the last month. Get me the new clips. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head.
All right, I don't say this live on air to toot my horn. I don't say this to act powerful. I don't say this to aggrandize myself, okay? I say this because this is what gets people's attention, and this is what has an effect. Now, I have been in California for 3 days. Since they shot Trump, I landed when they shot him. And I love the crew. The live crew is doing a great job, okay? And we've got limited staff now. I asked the archivist on Saturday, I said, get clips of me saying they're going to kill Trump. He went back and got stuff 8 years ago, me saying, that's great. That's not what I'm looking for. I said a month ago, this is the big one, about 3 weeks ago. This is the big one. They're going to kill Trump imminently. And then they're going to stage false flags and blame Trump supporters. And then they're going to kill Biden. And I said it at the start of the show 3 weeks ago. Go to band.video, listeners. I need your help. We can't do it. We just can't do it. I've been asking for days. I'm not mad. We can't do it. I get it. You've heard me like a parrot say this over and over again. I need those clips uploaded to X. You tweet them at me at Real Alex Jones. I'll post them. They'll get 50 million views. Because that gets the normies to listen. They're not going to listen when I tell them what's coming next now. They're going to listen when I told them what was going to come next and it happened. So here's what I did. I did a whole bunch of shows, but I did a show. It's a, all you got to do is go back. Listeners can go to Real Alex Jones. People can go to band.video, the Alex Jones section, and just go back to the full show daily. And all you do is put it on triple speed. And it was a couple of those shows, but there was one where I said, this is the big one. They're going to kill Trump. And then they're going to kill Biden, and then they're going to set off car bombs, and then they're going to cause a race war, and then they're going to have a cyber attack. And I said, this is the big one. Guarantee they try to kill Trump. I said, in the next 45 days, I even called it, okay? Because it's like, okay? So I got that download directly from the big guy, okay? And I said, this is the big one. This is going down. This is going to happen. I remember I said... I said, they'll probably try to kill him before the RNC. So I think I said, we enter the prime zone of assassination in the next 30 days. And I believe I may have nailed it to the day. So what good is knowing the truth and having the answers if we don't get it? So I need all the listeners to go to band.video. And up in the corner, you click on the different hosts, the different channels. You'll see Alex Jones right there. And then you just go back to the full show, full show, full show, full show, and you find it and you re-upload it to X, and I will get it on my X, okay? Maximum effort. Maximum effort. And I'm not blaming the crew. You know, we've got like three editors, three video people now trying to put three shows out a day with clips. They work their ass off. I mean, one of the guys comes in there at 9 a.m. and leaves at like 7, and he's like a damn machine, Wilson. They're all great. But, I mean, Wilson is just... Whatever happens to InfoWars, that guy's got a job. So, and the live crew's running a live show. I'm very frustrated, though, because I said specifically I want my new predictions because they're dead on, folks. I'm only going now directly with the Holy Spirit. And I don't have visions. I do have dreams that come true. But it's more like I just know something. Like it's like, bloop, okay. And I used to, I ignored it, and it's never wrong. It's never wrong. Never. My interpretation can be wrong, but it's never wrong. It's God. Big G, big O, big D, 15 exclamation points. The big guy. The big guy. The big guy. I have the intel. I have the information. We can defeat them. You've got to listen to me. I'm risking my life because we don't have any future if we don't do this. So I have predicted it over and over again. I didn't just say they're going to try to kill Trump. I said what they will then do after it. And the fact that they fail is God's hand here, ladies and gentlemen. It's God's hand in all of this. So if they would have killed Trump, there was a different scenarios. I don't know which one they were going to do. They would then truck bomb the White House and kill Biden. They want a big, like, oh, my God, Trump's dead and Biden's dead. And then all of a sudden, Trump supporters did it. A cyber attack claiming Russia working with Trump supporters just took down the East Coast grid. I told you that 2 years ago. And then a year later, the FBI goes, we've got intel that the Russians with Trump supporters are going to cut the power. I'm in their mind, folks. I've got them. I've got them. It's God. So I'm not trying to brag here. That's why they want me off the air. I've got them, folks. I've got them. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing the enemy's next moves. I've got their playbook. I don't know which play they're going to play when, but I've got their playbook. And the scenarios are all there. The information is all there. And that will really show people, if you, the listeners, there's millions of you listening, will just go to Real Alex Jones, because it's on there too, and just go to Bandout Video and just go into the clips and get it, where I specifically explain what's going to happen. And that's what I'm trying to say to people. We don't want to debate whether or not there was a standout of Secret Service. You just heard the guy last hour that ran 300-plus events for Trump say the Secret Service told him they're not allowed to protect Trump. They're not given basic security. He's given the security of a former president, not the front runner. And so this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. So again, they're going to want to change the subject. And I believe it's imminent. But there's eyes and ears and people watching. You notice why all these Democrat party groups have canceled trips, canceled speeches, canceled. A bunch of colleges are announcing they're closing. Why do you think that is? Because they're about to roll a truck bomb into a black college imminently. Okay? And they're going to say, this guy, whatever his name is, did it. He's a Trump supporter. And they'll have the videos already, all the stuff already, and it'll just be boom. And then Black Lives Matter starts smashing and attacking the RNC, the DNC next month. Everything is on the table. The enemy only has certain moves. They've only got certain cards in their hands. And I have already said all this months ago. I am saying it again today. And people are not going to listen to me saying it on July 15, 2024. They're going to listen. And it's all there in the show, every bit of it to the letter. And so that's all I'm saying is we don't have the crew to do this. We can't. We won't. So all I'm saying is that I need you to go in there, and I need the crew, who's awesome, to focus on my predictions and to focus on reports about the clear stand down and to focus on the fact of what I'm saying now, that they are planning to kill Trump. That is so obvious. They are 10 times more desperate. There is nothing else they can do. It's the only move left. And with it comes cyber attacks, expanded wars, assassinations, total hysteria, race war, you name it. And the reason they don't want me on air is so many of the mentally ill white supremacists and black supremacists tune in and they hear me. And so when the FBI is trying to set them up or get them to be the patsy at one of these events, if you've ever seen with Jeff Bridges, Arlington Road, you should watch that movie. It came out like 25 years ago because it's dead on. They've got this libertarian anti-Patriot Act professor that they move in next door to, they set up. So they manipulate him to go to a parking garage next to the Capitol when they blow the Capitol up. Now that's how real intelligent groups work. And if you watch that movie, you then understand how this works. You don't want to be Jeff Bridges that thinks he's going to stop a bomb and then he's there at the scene when the bomb goes off. That's exactly how these people work. They've got all sorts of pre-plans ready. They've got all sorts of programs ready. I don't have to get into MK Ultra for you or any of this stuff. But that is what's happening here. And they've got the sleeper cells ready. And they've got their go teams ready. And when I get up here and say they've got drones, big helicopters that are remote control, so humans are taken out of the equation, in hangars outside every major city with nerve gas and with opiate gas to either knock out or kill, I didn't give you a two-hour dissertation on congressional hearings, declassified documents in 2000, the Sunshine Project, when the Marine Corps accidentally declassified a joint Marine Corps-U.S. Army program practicing to knock out whole U.S. cities during civil insurrection with opioid gases or nerve gas. I just say this stuff, and I'm not like this, oh, let me just say something to you, okay? I know their plans. And so let's say they kill Trump. There's a civil war. 20 governors come together and say, we're going to stop this. They just send drums of nerve gases to kill the governors. The governors have to know about this because the federal government thinks it's God. It thinks it runs everything. It's killing the checks and balances. It's not just federal. It's not just state. It's not just the three branches of government. Okay, legislative, executive, judicial, or federal, state, county, city. It's they're attacking all the branches. The New World Order says this country's there. And if they want to dominate the world, they've got to dominate America first. So they've got plans with the Pentagon to nerve gas all the capitals. Give one order, no persons involved. They've got helicopters loaded with the weapons, and they and the helicopter, the base opens. Helicopter. Then it sprays the government district. It goes over Tarrytown, where the Democrats and Republicans all live. Nerve gases them. Goes back over the Capitol, the governor's mansion. Nerve gases. And then the hysteria that comes out of that is just going to be unbelievable. Breakdown of society, rioting. They'll activate Antifa. They'll activate Black Lives Matter. They've already defunded the police. They've already got the criminal gangs like the movie Joker, how sexy it is to burn down and kill. And now they're running and murdering, and they've got lists of who they're going to kill. So armed gangs come to your house to murder you and your family because they've been green lit that this is their time to take over. And then all the sleeper cells of foreign troops, the hundreds of thousands of Islamic and Chinese military-age troops with the same backpacks, the same boots, and all the rest that are inside the country. This is Red Dawn. But Red Dawn didn't happen from the Russians where they come down in the sky in South Dakota or Colorado. Red Dawn's your own government hijacked by psychotic criminals that had unlimited funding to set all this up and get it ready. And now you understand. Now you see what's going to happen. They're not just going to kill Trump. They're going to kill all the opposition, and they're going to kill the governors, and they're going to nerve gas people, and then they're going to cut the power. And all you idiots that went along with the system, you're not going to get medevaced out. You're not going to get airlifted out. All of a sudden, the power's off. You went and covered out your mission, and then the communist Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs that have been given their hit list to go, okay, we've taken over. It's a communist uprising. Go to these houses and rape and kill everybody. They're coming. The minute you see Trump hit the ground, the false flags, the power outages, the cyber attacks, and the hit teams are coming. MS-13's on their payroll. Communist Chinese troops, hundreds of thousands in the U.S. Communist Chinese troops massing in Belarus. We're going to get hit on all sides. It's the end of the country, the end of everything. You're going to starve to death. And just remember I warned you, and remember I told you, because we will beat this long term. Because you're going to remember I said this, even if we fail, they kill Trump, this goes forward. What we're doing now ensures the resistance movement and ensures, it may take 5 years, we will beat them, we will dig them out, we will reconstitute the republic, and we will go find all the globalists, wherever they're hiding, and we will put them on trial publicly, and then publicly in front of the White House, we're going to hang them until they're dead. Now, that's what's going to happen if you don't stop them. That's what's going on of all you candy asses out there that work for the system, the corporations, the media, the government. Keep following orders. Keep sucking the feet of the New World Order. Keep bowing down as a bunch of cowardly butt kissers that watch Netflix all day. You're up against the New World Order now. They just killed 35 million people with poison shots. They're not playing games. Now, Gerald Celente is about to take over. And I just said everything I said a month ago, so at least we got this. Yeah! At least we can get this up. I'm going to write the headlines. I'm going to get this stuff out on X right now. I'm going to be back later in the broadcast, back with Owen, back more here, because every minute's precious. Every hour's precious. This is go hour. This is zero hour. This is New World Order. You ain't fighting the old coups of 100 years ago. You ain't fighting the New World Order that killed JFK. You're fighting the technocracy. You're fighting the satanic takeover. You're fighting the Antichrist system, and God's watching. And the beast will wage war against the saints to overcome them for a short time. But that's in the third quarter. We win in the fourth quarter. And I'm here to lay the groundwork for our fourth quarter victory right now. And whatever happens to me, whenever it goes down, I'm ready to sign off. Mission complete. Beam me up, Scotty. But I'm doing my job right now. You people better get your shit together right now. People better get your asses together and get your asses in gear, because this is it. And the party's over. You got that? Gerald Celente takes over.
Oh, wow. very powerful, Alex, what you said. And you're 100% correct on people better do something. And, you know, JFK's assassination. I have a photo here of me and John Connolly. John Connolly's the guy who was the governor of Texas that took the bullet in the back. That's me, him, and his wife in front of the book depository where Kennedy allegedly got shot from. It's their first time back. This is 1992. Connolly's first time back since the assassination. He wanted to meet me because in this book I wrote, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine, back in 1989, I had forecast that there'd be a new third party, and someone like Ross Perot would be the candidate. So that's why Connolly wanted to meet me. I'm mentioning this because of what Alex is saying about the JFK assassination, and mentioning that. As we're going back, I'm making a very long story short. As we're going back into the Anatole Hotel, remember, this is the governor of Texas, a Democrat, Connolly, who took the bullet in the back sitting in front of Kennedy. He said to me, I read your book and it's a fine piece of work. He said, and I know your heart's in the right place, but you don't have a clue what's going on. And neither do the American people. Because if they did, it'd be a revolution in this country. This isn't only the same John Connolly that took the bullet in the back as a Democratic governor of Texas. He was the Republican Treasury Secretary under Richard Nixon that took us off the gold standard. So as Alex was saying, this is bigger than the eye can see. We are on the precipice of the worst global financial crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. And they will do everything they can to get the people's minds off it. Again, we write about the details of the Trends Journal. And week after week, three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, own 88% of the S&P 500. Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock own 40% of all the major corporations. Oh, that guy, that little maniac kid that shot at Trump and killed an innocent people, person there? Oh, he was in an ad, a BlackRock ad? How could you make this stuff up? So when Alex saying, you know, is what George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. You know, going back to the Kennedy assassination, every year he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. Every year for decades, there's never a mention of it in the major media on November 22nd, that this was the day the president of the United States was assassinated. So And by the way, Alex said, you know, that I'm going to try to get rid of Trump and wipe out Biden. Biden's dead already, man. The cat's a walking dead. And they shot Trump, but Biden's already dead. You know, the guy's out of his mind. They're going to come up with a new candidate. There's no question about it. And I believe the person's going to be that little arrogant daddy's boy. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang, Gavin Newsom. Google it up. Getty's gave him all the money to start his businesses. He was so successful. It's one big club and you ain't in it. And what is he, related to Pelosi? So I think that's the guy they're going to put in there. So as it stands now, if Trump makes it, then he'll win at this point. I always make it clear that people call me a futurist. I said, no, I'm not a futurist. I'm a trend forecaster. No one can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by nature or made by humans. And you just saw the wild card being shot. Nobody can predict the future. Nobody. So as it stands now, it looks like I would bet on it, man. If there was a betting place to go bet, I'll throw, you know, $1,000 on that Biden won't be running. They're going to get rid of him. And they got to change the scenario. And it's a crime syndicate, as I call it, the government. You know, by their deeds you shall know them. Too big to fail, you're just a piece of crap. We got to bail out the banksters who caused the panic of 08. Murderers, what's your favorite war? Oh, I grew up during the Vietnam War. It was lovely. Only killed about 60,000 Americans. Yeah, seriously wounded another 240,000. Yeah, probably a million probably committed suicide. Nah, I like the first Iraq War better than the second Iraq War. How about the Afghan War? It was lovely. When all else fails, they take you to war. That's the other thing to remember. And the Biden administration's failing in front of everybody's eyes. The government's failing. The economy's failing. The nation is failing. It's a freak show out there. And the freaks are running the show. What Alex said is very, very powerful and very, very important to listen to. And again, you know, do what you can to support InfoWars. Because these people are doing everything they can to help you. And as Alex said, you got to do something. Put your money where your heart and soul and mind are. Because if we don't unite, we're finished. We're finished. And again, there's all the theories about how this guy, this kid did this and that and this and that. Could it be the incompetence of the gang running the show? Where they shot Reagan, this one, that one, this one, that one. Haven't won a war since World War II. Everything. Hey, how about that pier that cost, what, about $375 million to bring food to Gaza? It's a total failure. You can't build a pier. They're failures. So when we get back, we're going to talk about the economy. Very important. Stay tuned.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock. Limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Yep, Trump just picked J.D. Vance as his VP. And I don't think it's a good choice. And by the way, I began my career working on political campaigns in Westchester County. Mayor Yonkers became the longest running mayor. It's a big city. State senator, district attorney, worked for all of them. Designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology, how to run campaigns, taught it at St. John's University. So I'm not a rookie in the field. This isn't a good pick. Would have won Ohio anyway, Trump would. And to me, it's not the best choice. It's just a little bit more of the same, and he should have taken a different angle. But they're running the show, so that's what they're doing. And as it stands now, as I said, Trump got shot. Biden's dead. in the terms that it's finished. He's gone. No way in the world he's going to win. This is going to pump Trump's candidacy up. And what he did, you know, I mean, it was really brave of him. You know, I'm not a Trump fan. You know, I just call things the way they are. But boy, him getting up like that after he got shot, how many men would do something like that? It shows what a tough guy he is. And again, as for the breakdown of why it happened, I mean, again, it's one after another. It's a government, it was a total failure, total failure. And speaking of failures, you know, some interesting stories. You know, by the way, I'm a little quiet today because it's very shocked about what's going on. You know, people don't like me. I get emails, you know, they don't like me. I raise my voice and I'm angry. Grow the hell up, you little jerk. Hey, wouldn't you love to be in one of those tents in Gaza? And what did they just kill? Oh, over 90 people, wounded over 300. Oh, and they just killed another, what, 30 or 40 in a school? Oh, you would be. Now, calm down, Salenti. They're only Palestinians. Their hearts aren't broken. They say, oh, we deserve to be killed. We're just nobodies. When your life is on the line, you fight for it. You got it? You got it? Our lives are on the line. What more proof do you need? You just saw what happened. With the almost assassination of Trump. Love him, hate him, makes no difference. This is America. How many times they got to do this crap? It's because of the hatred that the mainstream media builds. I hate those Russians. Oh, they taught me how to hate them since I'm a little kid, hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. Those lousy Iranians, how dare they overthrow the Shah of Iran? Don't you know who I am? I gave them the Savak, the secret police that made the SS look good. Oh, you forgot about Churchill and Kermit Roosevelt, CIA and MI6, overthrowing the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953 in Iran? Because he had the nerve, the arrogance, to say no, that oil does not belong to Anglo-Iranian oil, or better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. This oil belongs to the Iranian people. Get rid of this guy. Yeah. So we're taught to hate people. That's all the media does. It sells hate because they're prostitutes. They're little nobody media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. So now they've sown, as Alex is making clear, a new level of hate. A new level of hate. And it's just going to escalate if we don't have peace. I love this little clown boy. This little boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. Mike Johnson. He sells the crap that he's a Christian. Hey, what Jesus Christ loves murder, moron? On all the other people that believe, you know, Moses with the Ten Commandments, hey, got some. Did you ever hear thou shalt not kill? Screw you, Salenti. We will kill whoever we want for any reason we can make up. And the masses will swallow our crap. We swallow junk food. They swallow media crap. And if you don't believe me, how about this? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Oh, did Hitler say that? No. Mussolini. No. William J. Casey, CIA director, 1981. Yeah, William J. Jerk. I can't say the other word off over there. Yeah. All right. You believe everything. These are two articles on InfoWars. And I go to InfoWars every day. I go around the world. From Haaretz to ISNA, Tehran Times, Al Jazeera, Japan Times of Israel, all over the world. And two articles on InfoWars right now to show you the truth of the lie of William J. Casey. Sixfold increased risk of colon cancer in COVID vaccinated study. Another one. Mandating COVID shots, quote, one of the greatest mistakes, former CDC chief says. One of the greatest mistakes? A bunch of little low-life clowns telling us what to do? You want to get cancer? Get the shot. Oh, these are just studies. Oh, you remember it had a 96% efficacy rate. Hey, look at the billions of dollars that Pfizer got with our money, by the way. Oh, yeah. No jab, no job. Oh, you forgot that? In the USSA? United Soviet States of America? Yeah. The Trends Journal, first magazine to call it a hoax. January 28, 2020. COVID breaks out in China on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, January. 2 weeks later, coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this crap for? Look how rich the drug dealers got. Oh, no, they're not drug dealers, Slenty. We don't like your language. They're big pharma. Yeah. Big pharma that controls. That's who runs the government. Big pharma. Military-industrial complex, the banks, the bandits, and big tech. Yeah. Remember when the internet revolution happened? Oh, you probably don't, too young to remember, huh? Oh, yeah, it was going to be freedom. You could say whatever you want on the internet. It's going to be freedom. Ha! They own it all. Oh, and now Google's, what, they're going to do a $23 billion deal with somebody to buy up some more? All right, we get back. I got to talk about the economy. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars. They're doing everything they can to support you. We need to unite for peace. Unite with InfoWars.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's just key, Dr. Elliot. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn, people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. you can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, you know, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
I love being on you. Alex Jones, InfoWars. I admire him. Right, the Alex Doug is the man who is free to be who he wants to be. Doesn't tell you who to be, and he's free to be him, as well as the staff, Owen, the whole crew. And it's so important as... Yeah, you know, they're trying to wipe us out every way they can. By the way, I've gotten death threats too. And the district attorney did nothing. Cops came, state troopers. It's a clown show. You're not allowed to speak out against the government. This used to be the land of opportunity. Now it's the land of losers. So you need to support InfoWars, and by doing so, you're not only helping InfoWars, you're helping yourself, because they have these great products to help, you know, boost your vitality, and they have a special deal going on right now, and it's not only just to boost your vitality, it's also to enhance your overall well-being. And you get this stuff exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're looking to support your immune health, improve cognitive function, your energy levels down, you want to get it higher, they're meticulously crafted formulations give you what you need to do this. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens, mushroom max, yeah, better mood plus, turmeric 95, one after another, prostate support, boy, that's one you need, especially as those little cats get older, man, the prostate goes, nerve renew as you're losing your head, joint max relief and good night's sleep, you know, all the data coming out, the problems of people having sleeping at night. Again, one great product after another. So grab the reins of your health and wellness. You got a premium lineup here, and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition, only at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. Get what you need, because you need it and they need you. It's a 360 win. Okay. I said I was going to talk about the economy. One of our top trends for 2024, banks go bust. And again, you get the Trends Journal, you go to JonesTrends.com, you get it for like $2.50 a week. And if you don't like it, you get a money back guarantee after 30 days. And we're giving, yeah, gold prices. I just got off. Like, let me see. Gold prices, 4,000. Excuse me, 4,000. I make that mistake. $2,420. $2,420. One of our top trends for 2024 came out January 2nd. 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up almost $400 an ounce. That's right. Since we made that forecast. And this is just the beginning. Going back, you know, in trend forecasting, all things are connected. So let's go back to the election. Biden is the loser. The Federal Reserve is going to do everything they can to pump up the economy for the Democrats between now and Election Day. And they're going to lower interest rates. And that'll boost the housing market back up. And it'll generate more growth. It's going to bring inflation higher too, by the way. But anyway, they want to keep the people in power, the former Fed head. Is Fatia Brut, Janet Yellen, who's the former Fed head, is now the Treasury Secretary. You got it? They want to keep it there. They're in charge of the government. They own the money. So they're going to lower interest rates. The other issue that's not being talked about is the banks going bust. This is an article from Bloomberg, July 10th. Distressed property buyers seek out exceptional bargains. What? Then you read through this thing. PE firms, private equity firms that never existed when I was a kid, now they own everything, want to take advantage of deep American discounts after office values fell by almost a quarter last year. Wait a minute. The value of office buildings fell 25%. How come this isn't major news every day? Well, because if the people knew how bad it was, then they really know the pain they're feeling is more than just their pain. Following the pandemic work from home shift, this is the BS in how they rewrite history. Not following the pandemic work from home shift, following those little pieces of rotten scum like Gavin Newsom, got so Newsom, like little Andy Cuomo, oh, like at the wine up there in Ohio, oh, and the Hogan down there in Maryland, now running for senator, and Witless Whitmer up there in Michigan, yeah. Close down your businesses. Go home. You can't go to work. You're blaming it on the pandemic, not the politicians. This is how history is being rewritten. And compared to with savings and loan crisis of 2008, we're still in the first and second innings when it comes to troubled assets, said Robert Cole, finance professor at Florida Atlantic. Oh, he said that. Oh, he's only 3 years too late with this, man. They don't want us to know how bad this is. They're quoting this guy as it was one of our... Go back to your Trends Journal, May 2020. We said the office lockdowns are going to cause an office building bust. Go back to your top trends, 2022, 2023, 2024. Office building bucks, banks go bust. Oh, we've only been saying this, but now they're just putting out the little bit of details. You ready? Oaktree management said, there's a tsunami coming, and the waters are pulling out of the beach. Isn't that nice childhood lingo, huh? Last March, Silicon Conman Valley went bust, followed by Signature and First Republic. Markets, boom, gold, whoof. Three banks. Now, you got articles coming out. U.S. banks warn of financial stress. No kidding. Well, how about this one? Central banks warn over surge in sovereign debt. Ah, don't worry about it. You ready? This is how, yeah, you get $5 a day. $5 a day for the Wall Street. I can't say the word here. It starts with an S, an H, and it ends with a T. This is the headline story, right? Investors watch for banking weakness. Banking weakness? Banks are sitting on around $515 billion of unrealized losses on their balance sheets, according to the Federal Reserve, the Insurance Corp. Most of that is because banks bought government bonds such as treasuries and mortgage-backed securities when interest rates were low. Okay. They got all this cheap money when Trump and Biden dumped trillions of dollars into the economy, brought interest rates to zero. People put money in the bank. What'd they do with it? They bought treasuries. Now they got treasuries that ain't worth anything. As there's going to be defaults on office buildings. And they don't have the dough to cover it. We are headed for the worst. I can see gold going to $3,000 an ounce this year. And don't forget, going back to the election, when all else fails, they take you to war. False flag event. Alex been talking about it. I've been talking about it. Boom. People's mind will go off what happened with Trump. We got to fight them Russians. We got to fight them Iranians. Yep. And we got to fight to go to hell. Support InfoWars. InfoWars is supporting you. You can go to trendsjournal.com.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones